Hello. This is your self-help podcast with Bernard Kelvin Clive.
With insights for personal branding,
personal development,
publishing,
and interviews with young entrepreneurs.
Now here's your host,
Bernard Kelvin Clive.
In today's podcast episode, I have with me the expert Tom Casson-Knowles. He is a serial entrepreneur, blogger, and international best-selling author. He started his first business at age 13, amazing, manufacturing SAD lamps out of his father's garage. By the time he graduated from Indiana University Kelly School of Business at age 22, he was earning a full-time income from the first successful business which he started in his dorm room. Amazing. Tom will tell us a little bit more about this. Tom then decided to share the keys to success he learned along his journey to becoming a financially independent entrepreneur through his books, videos, and seminars. Today, he teaches new and established authors and writers how to achieve incredible success by writing and selling ebooks on Amazon Kindle. Tom is the founder of ebookpublishingschool.com, a free video training program for any writer or author who wants to learn how to successfully write, publish, and market their own ebooks. Tom is also the founder of TCK Publishing, the premier ebook publishing firm that is leading the industry in providing advanced marketing support for its clients, of which I am one, Tom. The company's goal is to help every single client earn a full-time income as an author. TCK Publishing is specialized in marketing for both fiction and non-fiction authors to help get their message and stories out to millions of readers all over the world. Tom's best-selling books include the Kindle Publishing Bible, the Amazon Analytics Bible, Rich by 22, Facebook for Business Owners, How to Make Money with Twitter, and Kindle Writing Bible, among many. Tom is often quoted as saying, "You can achieve all of your dreams through publishing ebooks if you are willing to master the three keys of authorship, that is, writing, publishing, and marketing." That is from Tom Casson-Knowles. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Bernard, thanks so much for having me.
Good to hear. And you're doing amazing things over the past about 2 years. I connected with you and learning a lot from you, and you're doing so great and inspiring so many of us all over the world. But Tom, let's get it a little bit more. Can you tell us a little bit about your background? You said business at age 13. That is amazing. A little bit of your background and your journey for listeners to also get to know you more.
Well, I started my first business at age 13, but it was really more a hobby than a business. My dad is a medical doctor by profession, but his hobby was actually woodworking. And so he found a lot of friends had SAD, which is seasonal affective disorder, which is basically something, in the northern hemisphere or really far in the south where you don't have much sun for a lot of the year, like in the wintertime. You can get depression and other symptoms from not having enough sunlight exposure for your eyes and for your brain. And so we created these lamps that basically mimic sunlight and help people feel better in the winter, and basically manufactured them out of my father's woodworking studio in the garage. But I got bored with that pretty quickly. I didn't like manual labor. And so I kind of moved on to other things. But then when I went to college, I went to business school. And that first year, I saw my classmates who were working in Wall Street at investment banking firms, doing internships or part-time jobs, but they were working 80 or 100 hours a week or more. And, I remember one friend called me, she was in tears because, she was working so much that she didn't have time to eat well or to exercise or have any kind of social life or take care of herself. And she was miserable with the situation. And I realized, look, like if I don't do something right now to change my life and to change where I'm going, I'm going to be in her place in a couple of years, and I'm going to be hating myself and hating my life. And, so I got really, really scared of what my life would be like if I followed, the path that I had been going on up to that point, which was, business school and then, supposedly getting a job on Wall Street or some kind of financial firm. So that's when I started my first, what I would call real business, and, in terms of actually making, a significant profit and significant income from it. And that was also about the same time I wrote my first book. But the business did pretty well for me, but the books didn't because, I could not find a traditional publisher or agent to represent me. So I really, I had these books or manuscripts I had written, but I had no way to get them published. Didn't know what to do. Didn't really know about self-publishing at that time. And so I kind of, let that dream slide and put that dream away for a while. And then about 6 years later, after I couldn't get my books published, after trying over and over, a friend just mentioned, why don't you just self-publish your book on Kindle? And, I had been reading Kindle books for years, and I just didn't realize that I could publish my own books there. And so I researched every possible thing I could find, every blog article, everything I could find online about how to self-publish my books. And so I did that. And remember, I didn't tell a single person in the world that I had published my book because I was embarrassed. You know, I didn't want people to know. I thought I might fail. You know, I really wasn't sure if it was going to work out. But I logged into my Kindle publishing account about a month later, and I saw like 10 or 14 sales. I don't remember the exact number. But I had, you know, a couple sales in there, and I was just like amazed. I was like so excited. I was like, I can't believe I sold 10 books. You know, that was a big achievement for me. Because I had written, you know, these books, you know, and had them for 6-7 years and not sold a single copy. So that was really exciting for me. And I realized right then, like, look, if I actually told some people about my books, and I actually started marketing them and started writing more books, I could actually, you know, I could turn my dream of being an author into a reality. And so that's what I did. I started writing more, started publishing more books. I started learning everything I could about marketing. I mean, you know, it was like finally this huge dream of mine actually became possible. You know, and that's what I found kind of happens in life. Like sometimes you have these dreams, but you just have no idea how to even get started on them. But then when you kind of find that right person or that right opportunity or that right piece of information that you need to get going, it just makes it that much easier. So that year I published actually 20 books. I had 10 manuscripts I had written already that were unpublished when I first started. And then I wrote about 10 more that year. And
so in all this journey that you're sharing with us, it means that there was always a problem, something that was preventing you from succeeding, but you find a way to overcome that, then you became successful. And with your publishing experience, I think I had the same thing, and a lot of people too are facing those, even still do face those challenges, waiting for a traditional publisher to pick them before they get their book published. So they are waiting for years, and some women wait forever. Now let's get down to your publishing path. Just in the first year, you had published 10 books. That is amazing. And you found out that Kindle e-publishing book is booming now. The first few questions, how do I get published? The question most people are asking now, how do I get my book published? How do I get on Amazon Kindle? How do I get my book published? What are the steps that you can take us through briefly to know what to do with your journey and experience?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Well, you know, today we have more options than ever before when it comes to publishing a book. And so what I think you need to do is first of all, figure out, like, why do you want to get published? You know, what is it that your goals are? What do you want to achieve? Because depending on your goals and what you want to achieve, that's going to depend on what might be the best route for you. I would say that, you know, if you look at the publishing industry right now, you know, what most people think of publishing is the traditional publishers, the big six publishers, you know, most of them based in New York City in the United States. And how that works is basically what you have is you have, you know, millions of authors every year submitting manuscripts to these, you know, couple of publishers, you know, less than 10 of them, the big ones. And, you know, less than 1% of those authors are ever accepted and their books are ever published. So less than 1% of the manuscripts are submitted or ever actually get published. And then out of those people that actually do get published, you know, it's only maybe 10% of them actually achieve some kind of success and actually earn out royalties on their books. So how that works is, you know, a big publisher, if they publish your book, they'll generally give you an advance. An advance is like a lump sum payment of cash up front, you know, to help pay for you to write the book. But the reason they call it an advance is because it's an advance on your royalties. So what happens is, you know, if you earn 15% royalties on your book sales and your advance is $10,000, until you earn out 15% of the sale as $10,000, they're not going to pay you any royalties at all. So even though you're getting cash up front, it's deducted from your royalties. And so what happens is 90% or 85% of authors never earn out their royalties at all. So it's really only, you know, the top 1% get published, and then, you know, maybe the top 10 or 15% of those actually earn consistent income.
You know, something's interesting because it's tough to get into even the top 10% or 1%, but that's what people are still queuing to go into that, and only few even make an income.
Independent publishers now, like, I run a publishing company, you're one of my clients, Bernard, and we basically manage the whole process for us. We basically do everything that those big publishers do for you, except we just don't do distribution through physical bookstores. So instead, we focus on selling online, which is where most of the growth in book sales is right now. I mean, look in the United States, you know, Borders went out of business. You know, one of the largest book companies in the world just went out of business, you know, a couple of years ago. Barnes & Noble is still struggling. You know, we'll see if they actually come through. But Amazon is really the big player in the global ebook market, and especially in the United States. So they control over 67% of ebook sales in the U.S. and over 79% in the U.K. And those are the two biggest book markets right now. And ebooks are really where all the growth is. So if you look at the ebook industry in the United States, you know, in 2013 there's about $4 billion in ebook sales and about $10 billion in physical book sales for mass market. And by 2016, they predict that there'll be going to be over $10 billion in ebook sales in the U.S. And, you know, physical book sales are going to stay the same. So ebook sales are going to surpass physical book sales, paperbacks, and hardbacks. And that means that all the growth right now in the industry is basically in ebooks. So, you know, if your book is not published as an ebook, you're missing out on the greatest percentage of sales. And, you know, I think in the future, bookstores aren't going to be the main way to sell books. It's going to be online, you know. So that's how the industry works, and that's how traditional publishing works. And then the other option you have is just self-publishing. And self-publishing is the fastest, the quickest way to get your book published, because you don't have, you know, you don't have to wait for an agent or a publisher to accept you and to review your work and tell you that you're now qualified to get published. You can just do it yourself. So, I mean, the simplest route is to publish your book as an ebook, first of all, on Kindle. It's super easy. You go to kdp.amazon.com, and you can create an account there. If you're in a different country outside of the United States, there might be some rules and regulations. You might have to file for a United States tax code or something like that in order to open your account and get paid. So there might be some issues with that. Other than that, it's a pretty simple process. So I actually created a whole free training video series that teaches you, you know, everything you need to know to self-publish your book, from how do you format it for Kindle, how do you upload it, how do you get it published, once it's published, how do you market it. And so, you know, you can get access to all those free videos at ebookpublishingschool.com. So we don't have to go over the details there, because it does take, you know, about an hour or two to go over all the details of how you do that stuff. But you can learn that for free at ebookpublishingschool.com.
Great. Thank you for the insight that you've given us. You know, we have the traditional publishing, the independent publisher, and now the season of self-help publishing, or the independent publisher. And Kindle or ebook publishing is really in vogue now. And that's what really, that's all, what I also personally advise a lot of young authors in, to go to really start with the self-publishing route, like using Kindle publishing as one. And over the years, too, I learned a lot of things from you through your ebook publishing course. Yeah, okay. Now let's look at book marketing. Then we look at book marketing. What is in for us? What do I need to do to help sell more books on Amazon, especially as we're focusing on ebook publishing?
Yeah. Yes, so marketing, I tell people that 80% of the marketing for a book, or really any product or service, happens before it's launched. So before the book is published, before your company is started, that's when the marketing starts, because when it comes to books, you know, if you look at either a bookstore or an online store like Amazon.com, the way that people buy books, it's not about what's in the book, it's about the packaging. Mm-hmm. So you look at things like the book title. What is the book title? Does it capture attention? Does it draw your attention? Is it memorable? What is the subtitle? Does it tell you what the book is about? And, you know, if it's nonfiction, does it tell you how it's going to solve one of your problems? Or if it's fiction, does it, you know, attract your interest? Does it look like a good story? And then same thing, they're going to look at the book cover. You know, what does the book cover look like? Does it look professional? Does it look like, you know, a third grader designed it? Or does it look like an actual professional book cover? And then, you know, on the online stores, you know, they might look at the look inside feature of your book, so they can read the first 10% of your book and see if they like your writing. They can read the book description to learn more about the book and what it's about. So, you know, the actual decision to purchase a book from the reader's standpoint really doesn't have much to do with what's inside the book. Mm-hmm. It has more to do with the packaging around it. So where most authors fall short is they think, well, I'm a great writer, and I'm going to write this really great book. And they don't worry about the packaging, because they think that the writing is going to speak for itself. And nothing could really be further from the truth, because there's so much competition out there. There's so much clutter out there that if your packaging doesn't make your book stand out, then no one's ever going to notice you. So that's what you need to do, is package your book for success. So the three main points there are the book cover, the book title, and the book description online. So, you know, the title, first of all, the title needs to be something that's short and easy to remember. So most best-selling titles tend to be between 1 and 5 words in length. That's a good rule. You can go a little bit longer, but you wouldn't want to do much longer than 7 words. And then if it's nonfiction, you really want the subtitle to describe a solution to a problem. So, for example, let's say your book is about health and weight loss. Well, maybe, you know, there's a great book in the United States that sold millions and millions of copies called The Belly Fat Cure is the title. Mm-hmm. And that's a really great title for a book. And in fact, the title is not just short and memorable and obvious that it's solving the problem for you, but you understand right away, like, what the book is going to do for you. And that's really important, that your title and your subtitle help readers understand how it's going to help them if it's nonfiction. Because, you know, if someone has a problem where they feel like they're overweight and they want to lose weight, you have to tell them how you're going to help them. I mean, it just has to be obvious right away, because all they're going to do when they're browsing online, they're going to look at the title, they're going to look at the cover, and if they don't like it, then they're going to move on. So you really have to capture people's attention really, really quickly. And then with book covers, you know, you just have to make sure it's designed well. You have to make sure that they can actually read the title on the book cover. So, you know, on Amazon, on the website, or on a Kindle reader or a smartphone, however they're looking at a Kindle book, generally they're looking at a thumbnail size image of your book cover, which might be 60 by 90 pixels, which is really, really small.
Yeah.
So if they can't read the title on the book cover at 60 by 90 pixels, then your book cover is basically worthless, because all they see is just this fuzzy image with no, you know, they can't read the title. So you need to make sure when you get a cover design, you shrink it down to 60 by 90 pixels or smaller on your computer, and make sure that it's really, really easy to read at that size. Otherwise, it's basically a worthless book cover. You know, it can have a beautiful design, but if they can't read the title, it's not really achieving its objective. So those are the big things that happen for marketing before the book is launched. And then after the book is launched, I mean, part of it's kind of obvious, and part of it's, you know, a whole lot of a learning curve. You know, obvious things are like telling your friends and family, asking people in your professional network, you know, maybe social media. And those are just the basics of letting people know that your book is out. There's a lot more technical stuff that goes into it. But what I tell people is, look, you have to follow the 80-20 rule of success. And the 80-20 rule basically says that 20% of what you do is going to produce 80% of your results. And what that means, in other words, is you have to focus on your strengths. You know, if you're really good at writing, and you're a great writer, and then you should be doing things like blogging and writing books and maybe, you know, some catchy quotes on Twitter. You know, you should be writing is your strength. On the other hand, you know, if you're great at speaking, you know, if you're a great speaker, you should be doing things like public speaking. You should be doing things like podcast shows like this, videos, interviews, you know, whatever you can to speak your message out there, so that people can learn more about you and buy your books. So it's really about focusing on your strengths. You know, there's literally thousands and thousands of ways that you can market a book. But the one that's going to work for you is going to be different for every person according to your strengths. You know, if you're a horrible speaker and you force yourself to do 100 speeches a year, you're going to be tired, you're going to be burned out, and you're not going to get the same results that you would get,
exactly,
or that someone else would get if they were a really strong speaker. So, you know, if you stay within your strengths, then your marketing is going to be a lot more effective. So it's not about what's the best way to market a book. It's about what's the best way for you to market your book and to get your message out there.
Amazing stuff. I think the three key thing that sells books, as I always confirm to, is the one, the book title, the book cover, and the book description, or what ebooks on Amazon say, the look inside feature, especially the first few pages, what your book tell the would be buyer about it. So the book title is very important, and the book cover and the book description, or what we say about the book. And I like the 80-20 rule, 20-80 rule, that we should focus more on our strength. You're a writer, you're not a marketer, you're not a publisher. So if you can write best, focus on writing. If you can record or do audio, focus on that and let someone else do the other aspect that they can do best. In that way, can help market more of your books too. And that is the key thing that Tom Casanovas is telling us. Tom, now briefly, before we end this segment, later on we're going to look at more into details on to other aspects of the publishing process. But now let's look at someone listening now. I want to get my book published by TCK Publishing. What are the process? What is in for me? And what do you have for us? What are you promising as if you come to your channel for publishing.
Yeah. So the first thing you want to do is make sure you have your book idea ready or your manuscript ready. You need to really, first of all, figure out like what you want to write about. So one of the exercises that I take people through is, you know, just a simple brainstorming session where you figure out, okay, what do I want to write about? So if you're a nonfiction author and you want to write a book that's going to help people, educate people, you know, I would just get a notebook out. I lock myself in my room. I turn off my cell phone, all the internet, no distractions, whatever. And I write down on a piece of paper, okay, what information do I have to share with the world that's really going to help people? You know, what information do I have to share that's really going to help people? What message do I have to share with the world? If you're a fiction writer, what stories do I want to share with the world? And just allow yourself to brainstorm. You might come up with 5 ideas or 500 ideas, and that's okay. So the first key is, you know, get your list of ideas. The next key is, you know, focus it down, because you can only do one thing at a time and be successful at it. So, and a lot of writers write multiple books at one time, and that's fine. But when you're first starting out, you're going to want to just pick one book idea. And so the question I always ask myself is, look, Thomas, I only have 30 days left to live. And in that 30 days, I could only get one book finished and out there in the world. What would that book be? What would that message be that I have to get out there with the world? What would that story be that I have to share with the world before I go? And that helps me get really clear on what is really most important to me right now. Because otherwise, we get bogged down with all these ideas, and it becomes really hard to focus on what we need to do to make progress. So once you get your book ideas, you know, narrow it down to one idea and get started and get going on that. If your manuscript's ready, or if you have, you know, book ideas that you know you're ready to write and you're ready to get started writing, you can just submit it, your manuscripts, to us. So the website to go to is tckpublishing.com. That's tckpublishing.com. And the contact form is on there. It's tckpublishing.com/contact. And just send us a note there. Send us an email. There's a couple things that you need to send us with your email. So first of all, you know, tell us obviously your name, where you're from, and then tell us about your background briefly, maybe just 2-3 sentences, maybe a paragraph on, you know, who you are, what your expertise is or what your passion is as an author, as a writer, and then give us your book ideas or your book manuscripts that are ready. So let us know, like, if you have 5 manuscripts that are finished, you know, tell us, you know, 1-2 sentences about each manuscript, and then tell us about any book ideas that you're working on or that you plan to work on in the near future. And then once we have all that information, we'll get back to you with more information on the publishing process. And if it looks like a good fit for both of us, we'll schedule a time to chat by phone or by Skype and see if it's a good fit. And then that's basically how we get the process going.
Tom, if you had to recommend 3 best books on the subject to publish and marketing, what will these books be?
That's a great question. Well, I mean, I'm biased, so I would probably say my books, but there's a lot of other great books out there as well. So I've got several books on the topic. You can see all my books on Kindle Publishing and Writing Books and Authorship at amazon.com/author/business. You'll see all my books there. But other books that I haven't written that I really love, when it comes to authorship and publishing, there's one that's called The Perfection of Marketing. It's by a guy named James Connor, and it's not actually about books. It's actually about branding. And the reason I love this book is because I've literally read like 300 or more books just on marketing and different fields of marketing. And out of all the books I've read on marketing, it's the best, the simplest, the most clear and powerful book I've ever read about marketing, because it talks about what I talked about in this interview, which is, you know, 80% of your marketing is done before you ever publish your book or launch your product. And so The Perfection of Marketing really helps you understand, you know, everything you need to know when it goes into branding and marketing a product. So I highly recommend that one. The next one I would recommend is a book that's called Trust Me, I'm Lying. Trust and that's me. By a guy named Ryan. Trust Me, I'm Lying. Yeah, by Ryan Holiday. And that book is about blogs and the media and news. And basically how, like, if you have a message to be out there with the world, the book shows you, you know, how big news stories are actually made in the United States and all over the world through the blogs. And so that's a great book I would recommend, because, you know, if you're an author, you're going to need exposure and publicity, and that's a great way to get it. The other book I would recommend is called, like, 61 Ways to Sell More Nonfiction Books.
Amazing book.
And it's by a guy called Steve Scott. And Steve is a fellow author of mine. We actually started publishing our books on Kindle about the same time a couple of years ago. And he, you know, he's just been incredibly successful. He's like one of the top 100 authors in business and investing on Amazon.com and has been for over a year. And that's just a great book that just shares with you like six really simple strategies that are effective that you can use to start marketing your book.
So thank you for these three recommended books. I'll add it to the show notes for other artists who want to also get these books read and also all the other books by you. Now, lastly, on the fun side, Tom, do you really rest? Because I can see you work even more than 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I do. Well, I love to work, you know, and that's one of the things I realized about myself. I love when I have a mission, when I'm passionate about what I do, you know, I can work sometimes 100 hours a week. If I'm enjoying what I'm doing, I love it and it's fine. I don't work 100 hours every week, obviously. You know, sometimes I'll take, you know, like last year I took 3 months off and just travel all over the world. Went to, you know, Asia and South Africa and Dubai. So, you know, I don't live, you know, most people think of like a balanced lifestyle. I wouldn't say my lifestyle is really balanced because I take 3 months off and then I work a lot. But I love what I do. And I think that's what life's about. I mean, if you love what you're doing, it's not work. You know, it's not work if you enjoy it, if you're passionate about it, if you love it. So I have lots of hobbies. I like to go hiking and, you know, go to the beach and go swimming. And, I recently started to learn how to surf. You know, so I have lots of hobbies as well, but, you know, I'm not the kind of person who can just sit on the beach all day, you know, and not do anything. I want to be working. I want to be helping authors. I want to be writing books. I want to be sharing my message with the world. That's my passion. So I, you know, that really fires me up and gets me excited and makes my life meaningful. So, you know, my advice would be, you know, if you feel like you're working too much or working too hard, chances are it's not because you're working too much. It's probably just because you're working on the wrong kinds of things. You know, you might be working on something that's not inspiring you, that's not, you know, not making you passionate. And if you can find what you're really passionate about, what you really love to do, you know, it doesn't feel like work anymore and it feels like fun. And so, you know, when you have fun and you love what you do and you can make money at the same time, you know, that's, you know, just a wonderful thing that I think for me.
Now, I want to ask lastly on this, too. What will be your $1 billion advice to aspiring authors?
Well, I think my advice would be, you know, just go for it. You know, if it's really your dream, if you're saying to yourself right now, you know, I want to be an author, I want to be successful, I want to write books, you know, I want that to be my career, then do it, go for it. You know, don't let anything stop you. Don't let, you know, if you don't have the money, don't let that stop you. You know, if you don't have time right now because you're busy working other jobs, don't let it stop you. Like, don't let any excuses stop you from going after your dreams and achieving your dreams in life. You'll find a way to make it work. And, you know, what I found for myself is, you know, like if I want to write a book, I don't need to spend 8 hours a day to write a book. I can do it in 20, 30 minutes a day, you know, a little bit every day.
How to connect with TCK Publishing and yourself too after this?
Yeah, great. So you can reach me at tckpublishing.com/contact. That's probably the best way. Or you can just email me directly at tom@tckpublishing.com.
Okay, thank you very much, Tom, for valuable information provided us for today on publishing and marketing. And I think another time we look at some other aspect of the publishing cycle, which is so big. But if you want to really connect and get your book published today as ebook, is the ebook revolution, just go to www.tckpublishing.com or visit Tom Carson Noel's Amazon book link. That's amazon.com/author/business.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Bernard. I really appreciate it.
As a pleasure, a treasure. Thank you so much, Tom. God bless you.